Hello.
Hello, is this Jose?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey Jose, how's it going? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Who?
It's Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I work with John Trucks and Trailers for financing.
Okay.
I was given your information by Carmen over there and Maria.
Right.
So I'm just working on your approval here. Just had a couple questions for you, actually.
Okay.
So, do you actually have a business yourself, or are you just a owner-operator?
I'm a driver. I'm a company driver right now.
Company driver, okay. So, do you have any sort of business entity yourself, as far as like a business license or anything like that?
Man, I had one, but it's a long time ago, man. I haven't, you know, once I became a company driver, I just let it go, you know?
Okay. It might be pretty easy to reactivate it. Was it like a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC or?
Honestly, I don't remember, man. It was a couple years back.
I can try to look it up. What was the name of it?
It was, man. Argomelos.
What was it?
I think it was like my last name.
Okay. Argumento?
Yeah,
Argumento? Argumento, okay. Let me see if I can find it in our system here. Argumendo.
Argumento Transportation, something like that, I think.
I might be able to pull some tricks for you here, get you approved.
Okay.
Because I know they weren't able to, and I've been doing this a while, so I can pull some strings sometimes. Argumedo, and I was looking at your credit report, and you might be aware of this, but there's a medical collection on there. We don't really pay attention to those because almost all the time when you go to the doctor, instead of sending you a bill, or if your insurance doesn't cover everything,
uh-huh,
they'll just send you straight to collections. It's only for $61.
Okay.
So I wanted to tell you about that. But also what's going on is it looks like you have a past due with T-Mobile.
Yeah.
And Charter Communications. And the total of all that comes out to $1,178.
Okay.
So I didn't know if you were aware of that or not. But
That's what's hurting my credit. You know what? I'm aware of the mother, too, because that's when I separated from my wife, she's the one who left me with that.
Was it like a joint account?
No, it was under my name, but she was supposed to take care of it because, you know, I took care of the rent, she took care of the bills, but when we split up, she just left me with that debt.
Man, that sucks. I'm sorry.
I know.
But, so right now you're driving for Liquid Transport Corporation?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out of, Indiana, huh?
Oh, yeah, well, the corporate office is in Indiana. But our office is in Cudahy.
Okay, I think I found you. Well, there's actually two underneath your last name that show to be active, but they show to be active this year. There's one for Milton Giovanni, and then for Luis Herrera. Let me look at these. One's in Mountain View, California.
That's not me.
It's not you, okay. And then there's another one in Whittier, California.
No.
Nope.
One, I think the address I had was in Monterey Park.
Monterey Park.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Argomelos Transportation.
Argumento Transportation. Let's see here. Yeah, nothing's coming up underneath that.
No.
It should still come up. Well, let me double check one other area. Cross my fingers. Yeah, nothing there either. Do you know if it was a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC?
I went to to Norwalk and get that done for me. I don't remember. It's been like at least 5 years that I had that, you know?
Let's see here. Should still be able to pull it up. Yeah, I'm not finding anything, brother. Do you have... Because the thing is, we could use that for your time in business.
Yeah.
And that would be huge because... And you might just have to reactivate it. You may have to pay like $75 or something to reactivate it.
Okay.
But it'd be worth it for you because that way we can use that for the time in business.
Yeah.
And it shows to be active right away. As soon as you do it online, it's almost instantaneous that it shows to be an active entity. But okay. Do you know of anyone that maybe would have access to the paperwork where you could find it at or something like that?
No, I couldn't tell you, man, because they had me under a 1099 before for a company I used to work for. But they would have me like under 1099, like illegally, you know.
Gotcha.
And
But you did have your own business license.
Yeah, I had to. They made me go get it, and because they said it would help me out with my taxes, and I don't know what the hell they did tell me, man. But I never used it in reality, man. Like I just went and go get it because, you know. But.
I wonder, do you know what county it might have been filed in?
Automail Enterprises, I think. Something like that, man. Try Enterprises. It was something like that, man. I don't know if it'll just come out with my last name, but like 5 years ago, man.
So it was A-R-G-U-M-E-D-O?
D-O.
D-O, gotcha.
D-O, David O.
David Oscar, yeah. A-R-G-U-M-E-D-O. There's got to be a way to find it if it was in there. And it would have been in California?
Yeah.
Do you know what county it might have been filed in?
L.A. County. I filed it in the Norwalk court.
L.A. County. Okay. Okay. Let me see if I can hop on their website and maybe find it, but this is my direct number.
Okay.
And I'll try to get everything rolling for you here.
All right.
And I'll give you a call back.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
All right. You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.